Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, temperatures across Israel are cooling down, offering a pleasant evening for those outdoors. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, it's a warm night, while Haifa enjoys a gentle coastal breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the IDF chief emphasizes the need for every combat soldier, male and female, amid current tensions. Also, Ynet provides analysis on how Trump's agreement inspires optimism in Hezbollah, with demands for a full Israeli withdrawal. Also this hour, JNS notes the U.S. Senate has reversed its stance on Iran war powers following pressure from President Trump. Separately, Forward highlights the strained alliance between Netanyahu and Trump, a relationship pivotal for decades. And finally, I-24 News states that Netanyahu vows Israel will keep forces in southern Lebanon. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, who often comments on Middle East politics, posted just minutes ago questioning the differing reactions to Israel's influence versus Qatar's in the U.S. Eitan Fishberger, an analyst, pointed out earlier today that it's a shocking development that the U.S. has opened a direct line to the IRGC exactly 30 years after the Khobar Towers attack. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned diplomat and commentator, remarked today that Trump's insistence on the straits being open is far removed from the current reality. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF chief's remarks reported by the Times of Israel. At a military ceremony, he highlighted the critical need for all combat soldiers amidst increasing regional tensions. Prime Minister Netanyahu, present at the event, praised recent military achievements and reiterated the commitment to remain in southern Lebanon. The emphasis on military readiness underlines the ongoing security challenges facing Israel. Turning to Ynet's analysis, it suggests that Hezbollah's optimism stems from recent agreements involving Trump, which are perceived as advantageous. Hezbollah maintains that Israel must withdraw fully without any freedom of action in the area. This stance highlights the shifting dynamics in the region and the growing pressure on Israeli policy decisions. Meanwhile, JNS reports on the U.S. Senate's decision to maintain military involvement against Iran after Trump's intervention. The resolution to withdraw forces faced rejection, indicating Trump's significant influence over U.S. foreign policy. This decision has implications for U.S.-Iran relations and could affect regional stability. Separately, The Forward discusses the strained Netanyahu-Trump alliance. Once a cornerstone of Israeli foreign policy, recent developments have tested this relationship significantly. The growing distance between the two leaders could affect future diplomatic strategies and Israel's international standing. Finally, as I-24 News highlights, Netanyahu's firm stance on maintaining a military presence in southern Lebanon remains unchanged. This position reflects Israel's broader security strategy in the region and its determination to counter perceived threats from Hezbollah and other groups. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that a third of the recipients of nursing benefits from national insurance do not use them for intended purposes. This raises concerns about the effectiveness and oversight of these benefits. Separately, CTEC announces that Llama AI has raised $12 million in a Series A funding round. This fintech startup, supported by EJF Ventures, aims to expand its lending automation across U.S. banks, showcasing the growing influence of Israeli tech in global markets. And finally, Walla Business highlights a recent controversy involving the World Cup. The consumer club for permanent service members planned a men-only viewing event, which was swiftly retracted following backlash. This incident underscores the sensitivity and public scrutiny surrounding gender-exclusive events. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.